Go ahead, sir.
Bishop, my name is Peter Haley. I received my first communion here in 1966. I've served the community as a member of the school committee, the board of selectmen, and I now serve as the moderator of the town meeting. I mention that not out of any confusion about the smallness of those roles, but simply to point out to you that with respect to this one area, the knowledge of the church and the community, my knowledge is greater than yours in that respect. Thank you very much for coming this evening. Ironically, the one thing that Father Dick always said to us was to try to let things go. And I can know that you can tell tonight it's difficult for us to let go of our deep passion and care for Sal and our animus towards the decision makers. The one thing that you said this evening that distressed me the most was the acknowledgement that you were prepared to lose some of us. Obviously, the strength...
I was trying to say the opposite, that I wanted to try to at least give you answers to stay. My heart tears that I said that.
Bishop, and we accept your apology.
I appreciate it.
But I think that you realize from, as a man of faith and from your words here tonight, that the strength of the church lies not in the cardinal or the bishops or the pope or the clergy. The strength lies in the people and the faith of the people. Salvaging that, we must rebuild some element of trust between ourselves. We don't know you well enough to trust you. Our experience with the church and the archdiocese has sadly given us ample reason to distrust the proclamations of the church. With respect to, and you've spoken to us some tonight about what lawyers can do or say and HR issues, and I can assure you that in 2018, the members of the parish, we are lawyers and doctors. We run businesses. We hire lawyers. With respect to the world of Christianity, we are admittedly wanderers. But with respect to the rules of the world, there we are foresters. And we know, respectfully, better than you the way the world works with respect to lawyers and the legal system. Mr. Bongiorno is too humble to mention to you that he is not some lawyer off of Main Street or someplace else. He is, in fact, part of a management committee of one of the largest and most prestigious law firms in the world. People pay him to receive his advice. So I would suggest we also are aware of the impermanence of human resource decisions, that there is nothing of which there is no going back. I think our religion itself, Christianity, teaches us that forgiveness is the bedrock, and that with respect to all the rules of our church, the most important rule is to love one another. So I would ask, on behalf of myself and the parishioners, that we do this, that we take 3 to 5 members who are here this evening, or members of the parish, such as Mr. Bongiorno, Melanie Spar, Natalie O'Connell, Marine Metropolis, people who we know and who are very experienced in the ways of the world, and we allow them to meet with you and your council and to review these particular issues. I'm confident that Sal's lawyers would assent to that, and that those people then come back to us and speak to us if they were to stand where you are standing and say to us, I have reviewed this, and this is a decision we have to abide by and move on. It would be our love, respect, and trust in them that will allow us to do so. But denying us that ability, I can tell you this honestly, there is no legal reason that would prevent the Archdiocese from doing that. There is no other reason, and I do think that it would serve not only our interests, but the interests of yourself and the church.
Okay, so thank you. I think you make a lot of sense, and I appreciate your balance. It's important that you speak, and I'm not disagreeing with them. I'm not a civil lawyer. I can't take your advice. I have to bring that back. I promise to bring that back. I think I'm told that if Sal or his lawyer releases the letter, then it's fair game. So that's the thing that resonated with me. But I don't have that authority or that knowledge.
I can appreciate that, and I can assure you that there is no legal impediment to that. And it's not so much just releasing the letter, it's also allowing those members of our parish to speak to you and your council. And I would just ask, since Mr. Buongiorno is kind enough to serve us on the school board, we know of his esteem within the profession that he practices in, that you simply have somebody, your counsel, get back to Mr. Buongiorno and report back to him on that issue. I'm concerned that simply saying, that sounds like a good idea, I'll let you know later, is just going to lead to more of us watching each other walk into the school church.
That's the thing, Mayor. I don't have to trust. That I don't have your trust, but if I do what this young woman asked, and I do what that asked, that's the best I can do. These are two things I promise to bring back. If I don't, screw me. Okay? But I will.